Joined now on the air by the mayor of Hillsborough, Tom Stevens. And first of all, happy early 4th of July. How are you?
Happy 4th of July to you, Aaron, and doing well. Boy, we had a fabulous weekend, holiday weekend here in Hillsborough, kicking it off with last Friday, which was just incredible. I was worried about it getting rained out, but the weather turned out nice. Great art walk. Liquid Pleasure just rocked it down.
They always do.
They do, and rightly so. And then on Sunday, we had our picnic in the park, and again, great music, concerts, and food trucks. Big community event, very good turnout. And that was a joint effort between the Alliance for Historic Hillsborough, which runs our visitor center, and Music Makers Relief Foundation, which is headquartered here in Hillsborough, that they really focused on being able to find paying venues for old-time musicians who've been around. But we had Cool John Ferguson and Harvey Dalton and just a number of other folks, and they rocked it as well. Just great American music. It was a good time. So, you know, this holiday weekend has gotten off to a good start here in Hillsborough. Maybe a little quiet from here on out, but we had a great weekend.
That's good. And you got it all in before the rain came, which is nice.
Yeah. Just as wonderful as it can be. And, yes.
All right, awesome. So so that was this past weekend. Mentioned just a minute ago, filing gets underway for people running for local office on Friday. You're up for re-election. Are you running again?
Yes, I am running again, Aaron. Thank you for asking. And my intention is to file on Friday, in large part because I get to go on vacation the next week. But I am planning to run again. It would be my seventh term. There are two-year terms in Hillsborough. Here in the Hillsborough commissioner seat, we'll have two vacant seats. That would be with Jen Weaver and Kathleen Ferguson. Those seats will be up. I believe they are planning to run again, but I will let them speak for themselves on that.
All right. So same question that we always ask to incumbents when they decide to run again, and I've asked you numerous times in previous election cycles, best accomplishments over the last 2 years and what remains to be done?
Well, what remains to be done for me is staying on course. I think we're Hillsborough's in a good place, and we've been navigating essentially like the rest of the triangle how it is that we do development. And we could talk about the last 2 years, but this is the last 2 years has been a a big milestone in plans that we made 10 years ago. So when we made a strategic plan for development 10 years ago, we said we don't want to sprawl out into the countryside. We want to make future development to be town-like, to do infill places, to where it's connected and walkable, that you have places where you can for recreation and for work and employment and to shop nearby and walkable to places where people live and have a variety of housing stock. And in the last 2 years, we, again, with some reluctance because it seems like a lot of growth, but we had the heavens have opened up and we're getting, lots and lots of residential development now, although we have a very, very strong commercial base and still maintain a 40% commercial base. So that development, though, is proceeding along the lines of plans that we did 10 years ago about keeping it around the interstates, keeping it walkable and town-like, again, as differentiated from suburban development that would sprawl out in the countryside, or certainly urban development, because we just don't have the size and density of that. So I feel good about that, but it's just we're at that turning point, and, it still is some growth, and I would like to see that through. I would like to keep moving forward the project about how we can consolidate our town offices and a police station and fire station up at a town hall complex. We have the land. Budget-wise, it's slow going and developing that, but that would also free up some commercial places downtown. So I think we're well on our way, and most people kind of like where we're going in Hillsborough, but we're, I want to say, right in the middle of it. And I feel like we got to, you know, kind of keep this going. And it feels like it's working, and I'm willing to keep being the spokesperson for Hillsborough.
Well, one thing the town did a year ago was instituted the new stormwater management fee and created that new division. What's it accomplished in the last year?
Well, a very good example of, you know, as we're growing and trying to pay attention, take care of our environment, that feels like it's been a success. We got really good people on it. And in fact, we had Terry Hackett, who's the director of that program, but we've added two other people. We've done a number of studies of different neighborhoods about what kind of stormwater infrastructure needs to happen. One in particular, I'll say Cornwallis Hills, one of our older, really attractive neighborhoods in the southern part of Hillsborough. And they were constructed at a time when there wasn't curbing and there was ditches and there was some stormwater ponds. But you know, after 20, 30, 40 years, I'm not sure exactly how long, those things aren't working anymore. And when we get really big rains, there's parts of Cornwallis Hills that just gets inundated. And so we're working with our public works and our stormwater and the residents there and figuring out how can we have somewhat of a more comprehensive plans, redo the drainage that's there. There is some stormwater facilities there, but they just need a lot of maintenance and figure out how can we get those back up to speed, help deal with the heavy rains and flooding that we've been doing and that they've experienced, and figure out, you know, how we get all that paid for and get that taken care of. And so that's what our stormwater people are here for. And feels like we have a very good partnership with that neighborhood. So that feels good. We do have a whole list of things that we're doing. The town, I think, does a very good job of letting everybody know what in the world we're about, whether that's the downtown construction or happening. We probably do at least 20 press releases a month. If you go to hillsboroughnc.gov, we try to put those things out. You know, Aaron, so much of what we do is invisible until it goes wrong. And we've been working really hard just to let people know the success stories about what local government can do and how we partner with other folks and everything from pollinator gardens and arts projects to some, you know, pretty serious infrastructure improvements, including stormwater and some of the downtown improvements, our wastewater plant. And so there, a lot of that information is available on hillsboroughnc.gov, and I'm glad to point people that way. You always mention that, and I greatly appreciate that, Aaron.
Yeah, again, hillsboroughnc.gov. If you want more information about the town, if you're interested in the filing period for Orange County elected office, orangecountync.gov for more on that. Go to the Board of Elections page. Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens right now, and town board meetings have pretty much wrapped up for the summer, but the work goes on. Let's start with the treatment in the Eno River that just got underway to deal with the hydrilla infestation, right?
Oh, yes. Of course, you know, we talk about stormwater.
It got grim as soon as you started talking about hydrilla.
Yeah, it's, and when you'd walk across Riverwalk, across the bridge, you could just see it just like fill up the water, and it really is a mess. You know, always concerned, but we do have this herbicide and treatment to help keep it under control with some reluctance, but even our absolute most environment advocates said, you know, this is the thing to do. So I feel like we've looked at this as from a safety issue and from a decision issue to it's the right thing to do. And of course, it's the North Carolina Division of Water Management sort of does it anyway. It's really not the town, although we cooperate and work with it. When they did this a couple of years ago, it really did cut down on the hydrilla. We get ready to do it again. So it's just as simple as that. It's a treatment in the water. It helps keep the that infestation limited. Seems to have an effect, but it's something that just needs to be done from time to time. Because if we don't, the waterway just literally, the water is just clogged the entire, for big swaths at a time. And that's not good for our water plant. That's not good for the river ecosystem. And so that's what's underway at the Eno right now, taking care of
And that runs until September. So more information on that if you're listening out there at hillsboronc.gov. Mayor, we got to wrap up in just a second, but there is one meeting left for the town board later on this month. It's a public hearing on July 20th. And I have to ask, since Carrboro is having their emergency session tonight to get that mimosa into the restaurants on Sundays at 10 o'clock as early as possible. Is Hillsboro going to consider doing the same thing, or are you going to wait until regular meetings start up again in August?
We're going to try to take care of our restaurants and do it the first time we meet. It's a public hearing, and we rarely take care of business, but it is an opportunity when the board gets together. And I think we are planning a consent item to go ahead and approve the French bill. And not wait until the August 14th meeting. So we're going to do our best to take care of our local restaurants and so people can enjoy the brunches a little bit earlier.
So 2 weeks and a couple days from now, so we're going to mark our calendars for, what would that be, July 29th or whatever?
Yeah, I think on to, actually July 20th is the board meeting, and so...
July 23rd, all the better.
Yeah.
There you go.
That Friday. It'll be that Sunday. It'll be the next Sunday. It'll be good. Always a good time to come to Hillsboro for brunch, and on the 24th it'll be a lot better.
All right, sounds good. Again, hillsboronc.gov. Get more info on town government. Visit hillsboronc.com if you want more information about events and happenings happening around town as well. Mayor Stevens, thank you so much.
You too. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July.